Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling.
Rolling Martin.
Yes,
from New York this morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. First of all, Tom, thank you so very much for getting the hell off the Houston Texans bandwagon. We beat down the Baltimore Ravens. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it. A week late, but it all worked out. Texans 6-1, of course. Best record in the AFC. Yeah. So stay the hell off, please. Just keep walking. Keep moving.
Those
go to Atlanta.
Points you would have scored had not he been on last week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That man is a walking jinx. I'm telling you. I got you. Also, I spoke to the Des Moines NAACP, Des Moines, Iowa NAACP. We got a lot of fans in Des Moines, Iowa who listen to the show. And so they all said hello, packed the house. And Tom, you love my speech. It was called Vote or Shut the Hell Up.
All right.
So Cincinnati NAACP, I speak to you on Saturday. Y'all going to get the same speech. Vote or shut the hell up in Ohio. All right. Last week's debate was quite interesting, and I wanted to break down the debate in a different way because we have a debate tonight. And so we turn to Dan Hill. Dan is the leader of Sensory Logic. Tom, he's a body language expert.
So
his analysis is amazing. Dan, you there?
I am indeed. Good morning, everyone.
All right, Dan, let's get right to it. First of all, I want to deal with last week's debate just from what did you see from a body language standpoint that said, wow, Obama had a much better debate than the first time.
Sure. Well, we all remember, speaking of sports, a great line from Wide World of Sports, the agony of defeat and the thrill of victory. In the first debate, Obama looked like he was suffering that agony. He looked sad, dispirited, out of it. Second debate, he came roaring back. We saw that great, true smile where the muscle around the eye relaxes. You get the twinkle in the eye. So that twinkle was back. He was much more energized, engaged. He was angry about things when he wanted to be. This was a really alive, fighting president.
Now, when you study a debate, you're looking at how they actually, you know, gulp and the corners of the creases in their smiles. What does that stuff actually tell you?
Well, one of the things I think the voters are looking for is confidence and commitment. And that means there are certain emotions that are basically off limits. If you're commander-in-chief, voter doesn't want you to show fear, and yet both candidates did just briefly. In the case of Obama, and I'm sure this is going to come back in tonight's debate, Libya was the topic he probably least wanted to talk about. Corners of his mouth pulled wide in fear, the inner eyebrows lifted in fear. He did gulp at one point. In Romney's case, it was immigration. When immigration came up, the mouth pulled wide in fear. So what we're going to be looking for tonight is, I'm sure there'll be instances of mock surprise, although I can't believe you said that, but generally speaking, neither candidate's going to want to give away fear. They're not going to want to show like they're sad or giving up hope, and they're not going to want to show that they had a gotcha moment where a question got them, you know, and threw them off balance.
Okay. Here's my question: what is the body language when you know you're lying? What should I look for when Romney knows he's telling a lie? What's the body language that tells on him?
Well, Romney's always had a problem with a kind of a tepid social smile that just hangs there and hangs there.
A smirk?
The real expression is going to gather, it's going to have a peak, and it's going to break like a wave on the shore. And so, you know, Romney may times go way beyond the 4 seconds of a natural expression. Now, there is no exact muscle movement that gives away lying. Otherwise, all politicians and salespeople would head to the Botox Center immediately. But you're looking for the unnatural expression. You're looking for something that lasts too long. You're looking for it to contradict the words themselves. And they say, I'm confident about, you know, where I'm going to take the country. And then they show something else.
Does the type
those are little signs.
Does the type of format have an effect on the body language? Like the straight up and down behind the podium type of format as opposed to the town hall where they had a little bit more leeway in moving around the
And like tonight
stage?
They're going to be sitting at a desk right across from Bob Schieffer, so they're not going to be standing up.
Yeah, what you're going to have taken away tonight was that instance where Romney tried to crowd Obama's body space and, you know, point his finger and come right over to him and kind of throw him off. I think that was very much planned. That's all out the window tonight, but the equivalent will still be when they glare at each other across the podium. So these are two guys at this point who just don't like each other, and it's quite evident. Obama showed it first debate. Romney, I think, really, Obama got under his skin in the second debate. So I think all gloves are off, and the latest polls show a dead heat. So they're going to be dead angry and ready to go at each other tonight.
His body language stuff is really interesting, Tom, because it just gives a lot of stuff away.
Yeah.
He also broke down the wives. Dan said in the first debate, Michelle Obama walked out and fear was on her face at the outset. The second debate, and Romney, her face at the end said, we got beat.
We got to go home right now.
Got to go home. And they left the stage quickly.
Let's Dan, we appreciate it. We'll get more coats where we're going. Don't worry about it.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right, Roland.